昆塔之音，服务源于聆听。各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早晨好。今天是2019年11月15号，星期五。我们非常荣幸的邀请到亲爱的萨提亚·德瓦帕布为我们讲述今天的盛典——博加瓦坛的早课。感谢大家的聆听 ，Hare Krishna。
Good morning to all the devotees in China。
中国的奉献者们，大家早上好。
I'm happy to be with you。
我很高兴能够和大家在一起。
Today we have a lot of questions left from last week.
因为今天有很多问题是上个星期留下来的。
And our time is limited today because we'll be traveling.
而我们的时间是有限的，因为不得不要在路途上。
So instead of reading from Srimad Bhagavatam this morning, I think we'll just answer questions.
所以说今天早上咱们就不一起阅读瓦坛的那个师姐，然后一起回答问题就行了。
But before that, we'll chant Jaya Radha Madhava.
所以说在此之前的话，我们就一起来唱 Jaya Radha Madhava。
Jaya Radha Madhava.Jaya Radha Madhava, Kunjabi Hari. Gopi Jana Balava, Girivana Dari. Gopi Jana Balava, Girivana Dari.Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Rajana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Rajana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira VanachariJaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Balava Girivana Dari Gopi Jana BalavaGirivana Dari Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Rajana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Rajana Yamuna Tira Vana ChariYamuna Tira Vana Chandi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada JayaPrabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Jaya Prabhupada Nitaigor Pimananda Adiyadibho Om Aganata Mirandasya Gananjana SalakayaShaksirun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shri Makti Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharane Krivishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarane Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Vanchakaiva Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vaivacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namo Offer my respectful obeisances unto my spiritual master A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada
我谦卑的顶拜我的灵性导师圣恩 AC Bhaktivedanta Swami Papa。
And I offer my humble obeisances to all the Vaishnava listeners today on this.
并且为谦卑的顶拜今天聆听这次讲课的所有的尊敬的 Vaishnava 们。
May everyone in the universe be purified by the chanting of the sound vibration of the Hare Krishna mantra.
愿宇宙当中的每一个生物体都因 Hare Krishna 这超然的音阵而得到净化。
May all living beings be happy and free of suffering.
愿所有的生物体都快乐，不再遭受苦难。
And may all living beings awaken and discover their true self and their relationship with Krishna.
愿所有的生物体都得以觉醒，觉醒到他们真正的自我以及与 Krishna 之间永恒的关系。
If you agree with this prayer, say Hare Krishna.
如果你同意这个祷文，请说 Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.Okay, let's begin with our first question.
所以我们今天就来看看之前剩下来的问题。我们来看到前面的问题。Okay, last week,two questions left from Sumukhi Mataji. 第一个是 Sumukhi Radamdasi Mataji 问的。甘古鲁的精彩讲课和 Mataji 的甜美翻译。请问普通的奉献者恢复灵性躯体是在我们要离开躯体时发生，还是会发生在已经达到灵性觉悟的时候呢？自我觉悟是指恢复了灵性躯体并了知自己和 Krishna 的关系吗？So the first question is just asking that for ordinary devotees, for common devotees, when they recover, when the spiritual body is revealed to them, does that happen when devotees are about to leave the body, or does that happen when they are about to achieve spiritual perfection?
Well, it happens, it can happen, or Prabhupada describes it happening as we are still in our material body, and it may happen even long before we leave this material body.
所以说像这种就是灵性躯体哈，很有可能是会早早的就发生在我们还没有离开这具物质躯体的时候，也就是说我们还在这具物质躯体当中时，我们就可能已经恢复了灵性的躯体了。
And let's see if I can actually Prabhupada talked about it in the verse we read yesterday at our Sangha.
实际上帕帕昨天这个世界，我现在来找一找，这个世界是昨天我在联谊的时候读到的那个世界当中，我现在来找一下。
Let me find it real quick. Well, this is from Second Canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 2, verse 30.
所以这是圣典薄伽瓦坛的第二篇第二章的第三十十节。
He describes there's three stages of chanting.
他描述了念诵的三个阶段。
The offensive stage.
第一种是冒犯性的念诵。
The clearing stage, which means you're chanting with full faith and you're doing your best to avoid the ten offenses.
而第二个阶段就是净化的念诵，这意味着对于念诵抱有完全的信心，并且尽自己最大努力的在尽量避免十项冒犯。
So the mirror of the mind is being cleaned.
那么这样你的心意的镜子就被擦干净了。
Then you, gradually you realize that you're pure consciousness or you're the soul.
而渐渐的你就能觉悟到你就是纯粹的知觉，也就是纯粹的灵魂。
So that's the stage of liberation, but you haven't realized your spiritual form yet.
而这就是你的灵性的觉悟。你的灵性躯体还没有向你揭示。
But you no longer believe that your thoughts are real and that you're material body.
但是的话，你已经不再相信你的念头都是真实的，你不再相信，你就是这具物质的躯体。
So the first stage is the offensive chanting of the holy name.
因此，第一个阶段就是对圣名的冒犯性的念诵。
The second stage is the reflective stage of chanting.
而第二个阶段就是这种反思型、反省型的圣名的念诵。
The third stage is the offenseless chanting of the holy name of Prabhupada.
而第三个阶段就是对于主的圣名的毫无冒犯的念诵。
In the second stage only, the stage of reflection, between the offensive and offenseless stages, one automatically attains the stage of liberation.
He doesn't call it liberation, he calls it emancipation, but I'm not sure.
Oh, no. 而只有在第二个阶段，对，只有在第二个阶段，这个反省型的进化型的念诵阶段，那么一个人才能自动的达到灵性觉悟的阶段。 Emancipation means
liberation.
对，自动的达到解脱，对，一个人才能自动达到解脱的阶段。
You're free from the material identification.
或者叫做，对，或者叫做你已经不再去认同于你的物质的认同了。
You realize your pure spirit soul.
你会觉悟到你就是纯粹的灵魂。
In the offenseless stage, one actually enters into the kingdom of God. Although physically, he may apparently be within the material world. To attain the offenseless stage, one must be on guard in the following manner.
而当一个人到了第三个阶段，也就是念诵的无冒犯的阶段，那真实际上就真的是进入到了神的王国。而即便在物质上，他依然看起来是还活在这个物质世界里，而要达到这个无冒犯的念诵，人就必须非常的谨慎，防御自己，在用以下的方式来防御自己。
So the devotees of it that attain this stage, when they go to Vrindavan, they see what's actually occurring there.
因此当达到这个阶段的奉献者，当他们到了文达文的时候，就真正可以看到在文达文所上演的一切。
Because their spiritual bodies are awakened, therefore they can perceive Krishna and his pastimes.
由于他们的灵性的躯体已经被唤醒了，因此的话，他们可以感知到在文达文那里 Krishna， 感知到 Krishna 以及他的逍遥时光。
So the Goloka in the spiritual world is.
因此灵性世界的 Goloka 也能够在物质世界这里展现，就被称为 Gokula。
But wherever, while they're chanting, they're always perceiving the form of Krishna in the name, and his pastime, and his qualities.
而当我们在念诵的时候，就总是能够感知到主的圣名，他的形象，他的活动，以及他的品质。
Even while they're still in the material world, in a material body.
而即便我们还依然处在物质世界，处在这个物质的躯体中。
Of course, this is very advanced.
当然这是非常进步的奉献者了。
Okay.
好，我们来看下一个问题。自我觉悟是指觉悟的。Oh, so she mentioned, does self-realization mean that you recover your spiritual body and also understand your...relationship with Krishna?
Yeah, that is the highest stage of self-realization.
所以说自我这里提到的恢复了灵性躯体，了知自己和 Krishna 之间的关系，这是自我觉悟的最高阶段。
And that's how self-realization is defined also in the second canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
而同时的话呢，自我觉悟也在瓦坛的第二篇当中也被定义了。
Would you like to hear that verse for future reference? You can all look it up.
是大家如果就是想再读一下这个世界，可以等一下下了课以后的话再查询一下。
Find it.
让我来快速的找到这个世界。
Yeah, so this is in Second Canto, Chapter 10, Verse 6. This is definition of self-realization.
所以说瓦坛的第二篇第十章的第六十节就定义了自我觉悟。
The merging of the living entity along with its constitutional...along with his conditional living tendency, where the mystic line down of Mahavishnu is called the winding up of the cosmic manifestation. Liberation is the permanent situation of the form of the living entity after it gives up the changeable, gross, and subtle material bodies. In other words, it means you realize your spiritual form.
Yes, 伴随着他的受物质世界影响的生存的倾向。Mystic lying down. What is mystic lying down of the Mahavishnu?
When Mahavishnu lies down.
Oh, I see. Mystic means mysterious. 以及 Mahavishnu 的这种，以及 Mahavishnu 的非常神秘的躺下，躺下，这就被称为 What is winding up?
Means the material creation goes back into his body.
Oh, back into Mahavishnu's body?
Yeah.
Oh, oh, 所以说我从头来说这个句子。所以说生物体的出现伴随着它的受到物质世界影响的倾向以及 Mahavishnu 的神秘的躺下就被称为整个宇宙的展现都回到了 Mahavishnu 的躯体。第二句解脱或者叫自由，是生物体的形体的永恒状况。这个不断变化的粗糙的和精微的物质躯体之后，自由或者解脱就是生物体的永恒的形态的这种状况。
Anyway, in other words, those souls that have not perfected.Their relationship with the Lord go back into the body of Mahavishnu. And those who have perfected their relationship go to Vaikuntha.
Oh.
Goloka.
Vaikuntha. Goloka. 所以说换言之那就是还没有觉悟到完美的觉悟到和至尊主之间的永恒关系的个体灵魂就会再次的回到 Mahavishnu 身体内。而已经完美的觉悟到了和至尊主之间永恒关系的个体灵魂就会回到怀昆塔或者是 Goloka.
So in other words, the last words of the, this sloka are Mukti Hitva Anyata Rupam Swarupena Vabhastiti. So, it's defining liberation, Mukti.As one attains his eternal spiritual body. That's the only thing that's permanent. Everything else is changing. So real liberation is when you realize your spiritual form and your relationship with the Lord.
Real realization.
Permanent. You know, that's your permanent situation. So then you go to Vaikuntha.
所以说在这个世界当中的最后几个梵文词其实就是在定义 Mukti 解脱。那么解脱这种状态就是生物体的永恒的灵性躯体它是一种永恒的状态。当所以说一个人一个生物体的真正的觉悟那就是觉悟到它和至尊主之间的永恒的这种关系就相当于是回归维昆塔或者是 Goloka 了。Okay, next one.
Yeah.
好我们来看下一个问题还是苏穆提马塔吉问的。请问 Guru Maharaja, 纯粹奉献者是不是在任何时候任何地方都能看见 Krishna 呢不管他们走到哪里哪里就是圣地 Krishna 就会随时显现在那里。So she's asking that, do pure devotees, can pure devotees anywhere and anytime see Krishna? No matter where they go, that place will become the holy dhamma and Krishna will just appear there at any moment.
Well, Krishna's already there.
Krishna 已经就存在于那里了。
He's within everything.
Krishna 存在于万事万物之中。
And everything is within him.
并且万事万物都存在于 Krishna 之中。
So, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that one who fully loves him,He sees Krishna within everything, and he sees everything within Krishna. And he says that devotee is never lost of him, and he is never lost to the devotee.
所以说在《博迦梵歌》当中，然后 Krishna 有一个师姐就说到，一个完全的爱着 Krishna 的奉献者，就能够看到所有的一切都存在于 Krishna 之中，也能看到 Krishna 存在于所有的一切之中。而这样的奉献者永远不会对他来说是会是失去的，他也永远不会失去这样的一个奉献者。
So when to speak of a pure devotee chanting the name, he perceives Krishna.
那更不用提。
Personally present in the name.
那更不用提念诵 Krishna 的圣名的奉献者了，因为一旦当他念诵起曼陀罗，念诵起主的圣名的时候， Krishna 就展现在他的圣名之中。
See, in reality, we are not separate from Krishna, nothing separate from Krishna.
因为在现实之中，我们从来就没有和 Krishna 相分离过，没有任何事物是和 Krishna 相分离过的。
That's just a dream that we're having.
这只不过是我们的一个梦境，觉得自己是和他相分离的。
So when we wake up from the dream, we're living in reality.
因此，当我们从梦境当中苏醒过来以后，自然就活在现实或者是真相之中了。
The truth of life.
活在生命的真相之中。
And Krishna is the supreme reality.
而 Krishna 是至尊的现实。
And the whole Bhagavatam is based on proving that.
而整部博迦瓦坛就是致力于去证明这一点，证明 Krishna 是至尊的现实。
Yeah, the purpose statement of the Bhagavatam is there in the very first, second verse.
First and second verse. 而瓦坛的目的的陈述就在最开始的那个第二十节当中就提到了。
The purpose of the Bhagavatam is to distinguish reality from illusion for the welfare of all.
整部博迦瓦坛的目的就是为了众生的福祉来辨别现实和幻觉。
Krishna is the supreme reality.
所以说Krishna 就是至尊的现实。OK， 我们来看接下来的问题。幸运新玛塔姐问的，感恩咕噜对的仁慈，请问一下，我们拥有的灵性躯体会改变吗？据说有人下辈子投生动物，那也是一个灵性躯体吗？还是只有人形才有特权回归灵性世界的那个灵性躯体呢？OK， I guess maybe she has mistyped something. Can I ask? May I ask that?Our spiritual bodies, will that change? Will our spiritual bodies have changes? It is said that some people in next life, they become animals. So do the animals also have spiritual bodies? I guess she meant, because here's the next one, or only the human form will have the privilege to go back to the spiritual body.So maybe the first sentence means that when do animals actually have privilege to go back to their spiritual body? So first is, does the spiritual body will change?
Well, whatever changes is not eternal.
一旦有变，任何有变化的事物，那都并不是永恒的。换言之，就是永恒的事物是绝对不会有变化的。任何有变化的事物，那都是既有开始又有结束，或者说叫做一个变化，这个本身那是有开始和有结束的。
So the spiritual form of the soul is eternal. Always has been, always will be.
因此，个体灵魂的灵性躯体是永恒不变的，是从来如此，并且将永远如此。
So the soul is eternal.
而灵魂是永恒的。
Doesn't have a beginning or end.
灵魂没有开始，也没有终止。
Never changes.
从来不会变化。
The material bodies change.
物质的躯体会变化。
Sometimes animal body, sometimes a human body.
有时候可能是动物的躯体，有时候可能是人类的躯体。
But it's only the human form.That can express the full consciousness of the soul.
但是的话，只有人类的形体才能够表达出个体灵魂的全然的知觉。
So within the human body, the soul can fully awaken and discover its spiritual form.
因此在人类的形体当中，灵魂就得以全然的觉醒，觉醒到它的灵性的躯体。
Although there are exceptions.
当然也确实会有一些例外。
Because Krishna, he can grant liberation to anyone.
因为 Krishna 可以把解脱赋予给任何一个人，或者是叫做任何一个生命体。
Like the two Arjuna trees that Krishna collapsed during the Damodar pastime.
就比如说在达摩达尔的消时光当中 ，Krishna 当时撞倒的那两棵 Arjuna 树。
Yeah, that was it. That was their two demigods were cursed to become trees, but then they were liberated by Krishna. And they went back to Vaikuntha.
而这两棵树的话呢，是当时的之前的两位半圣人，由于他们犯下的错误，然后而被诅咒成为了树。但在 Krishna 的逍遥时光当中，他们就因为 Krishna 的仁慈而得到了解脱，回归了Vaikuntha。
Or the dog that joined the traveling party to Jagannath Puri, and then ate the prasadam directly from Lord Chaitanya.
或者是在主财坦尼亚的逍遥时光当中，那些跟着主财坦尼亚和他的同友们一起到加格纳的普瑞旅行，然后并且还荣耀了主财坦。
So sometimes the soul has a little bit of work left to do. It's said that sometimes devotees that misbehave take birth in Vrindavan as animals and then are liberated after that birth.
所以说有些个体灵魂可能确实还会有一些工作，有些事情还必须剩下来，必须得做到。就比如说有这种行为不端、行为错误的个体灵魂奉献者的话呢，可能会在来世就成为文达文的狗狗或者是猴子。
The point is that Krishna knows when we're ready to go back to Godhead, and then he takes us.
而要点是 Krishna 知道我们什么时候准备好了，他知道我们是不是准备好了，然后就会在我们准备好的时候把我们带回去。 OK Next one， 下一个问题 Dina Tarine Mataji 问的，顶拜尊敬的 Satya Guru， 感谢翻译贤美的服务，请问 Satya Guru 什么是坐坐的修行？ So she has three questions. Let's go one by one.什么是坐坐的修行？ The first one is, what is artificial spiritual practice?
I don't know if there's artificial spiritual practice, but there's superficial spiritual practice, or just on the surface.
Guru 说不清楚什么是坐坐的修行，但他能想到的就是一种非常肤浅的，对，表面的灵性修行。
Sometimes we go through the motions of spiritual practice.So we could say it's mechanical, but we're not really conscious of what we're doing.
What is a motion?
We're going through the action, you know, our body's moving, we're doing the ritual.
Got it.
Looks like we're performing the artic.
Got it.
But our consciousness is somewhere else.
所以说有些时候我们可能看起来是不断的在进行着灵性活动，就比如说做 RT 啊等等，然后进行着这一切的行动，然后比如说崇拜仪式等等，但是的话在做这些事情的当中，我们的心意，我们的这个知觉却完全是在想着别的地方，然后就整个的这种崇拜仪式就成为了一种流程，一种走过场，然后就是一种很机械化的对这样一个事情。
We're chanting, but we're not hearing.
我们在念诵，但是完全没有听到念诵的声音。
We're singing songs, but we don't know what they mean.
我们在唱歌，但是并不知道这个歌是什么意思。
Of course, there's benefit, you know, but
because we're not really there and we don't know what we're doing, then there's the full benefit's not there.
那当然我们这样在进行灵性活动的过程中确实会受益，是受到一些益处，但是由于我们并没有知觉在哪里，我们并不知道自己到底在做什么，因此就没有得到这些所有灵性活动的所有的利益。
So our spiritual practice has become an unconscious habit.
因此我们的灵性修习就变成了一种无意识的习惯。
So that's, that happens. It's easy for that to happen.
要以这样的这种知觉来修行的话呢，倒是挺容易发生的。
So devotees have all sorts of ways of preparing themselves and fixing their consciousness, you know, on what they're doing before they even begin to do it.
因此的话呢，奉献者就会有很多各种各样的方式来准备他们的知觉，或者就是说把自己的知觉固定在他们正在做的事，这样的话好为接下来的灵性活动做好准备。
Like the Buddha Sutta prayers before one performs deity worship.
What prayer?
Buddha Sutta.
Oh, Buddha Sutta. 就比如说 Buddha Sutta 祷文，就是念起来进行神像崇拜之前必须念的这个 Buddha Sutta 祷文。
Do a little pranayama.
先做一些 pranayama.
Yeah, and you consciously detach yourself from your mind and body.
你有觉知的让自己远离。你的心意和躯体
consciously admit that you're the eternal servant of Krishna.
并且你有觉知地承认你是 Krishna 的永恒的仆人。
Then you begin deity worship.
然后你就开始神像崇拜了。
Yeah, so all of these, there's a lot of practices to help us not fall in that habit of unconsciously doing this service.
因此的话呢，有很多的方式，很多的练习可以帮助我们，不是这种下意识的来进行奉爱服务，然后完全是就把这个当做一种习性，一种机械性的过程来做。
After all, the word Krishna consciousness means conscious of Krishna.
因为毕竟 Krishna 知觉这个词的意思是意味着想着 Krishna 的知觉。
We can only be conscious of anything.In the present.
而我们只能在当前的任何一个时刻，现在的这个时刻来觉知到任何的一切。
Can't be conscious of your hand yesterday.
因为你是没有办法觉知到你昨天的手给你什么样的感觉，是吧？
Only remember it.
你只能记忆起昨天你的手会是什么感觉。
Can't be conscious of your hand tomorrow.
也无法觉知到你明天的手是什么感觉。
You can only imagine.
你能只能想象明天的手是可能什么感觉。
So both are illusory.
而这个记忆和想象，二者都是幻象。
So you can only be conscious Krishna now.
所以说，你就只能在现在这一刻、当下的这一刻来觉知到 Krishna。
So in order to prevent ourselves from chanting mechanically or performing other types of devotional service, just unconsciously and habitually, we have to bring our attention present.
因此为了避免我们进行机械式的念诵，或者是以一种习惯性的、毫未察觉的、下意识的方式来进行其他的奉爱服务，我们就必须要把自己的知觉带入到当下此刻才行。
Thank you for your question.
谢谢你的问题。
She has more questions.
Yeah. 我们来看第二个问题。我们和 Krishna 原初的情感是不是主要五种关系中的一种？ So our relationship, our original relationship with Krishna, is that part of one of those five main relationships?
Yeah.
是的。
And the Lord Chaitanya says it's eternal. It doesn't have a beginning.
而且主财他尼亚说过，我们和 Krishna 原初的关系是永恒的，没有开始，没有结束，并且也没有变化。
Jiva, Swarupaya, Krishna, and Nitya Das. The eternal identity of the Jiva, the servant of Krishna.
所以说主裁他俩的那句话 Jiva 的永恒的身份就是至尊主的仆人。
So Krishna knows what our identity is.
Krishna 知道我们的身份是什么。
Then when we're purified, that identity will come out of its shell.
因此当我们得到净化之后，我们的这个灵性的身份就会从壳里面钻出来。
Like a chicken coming out of the shell.
就像那个鸡，小鸡从鸡蛋里孵了出来一样。Next one. 我们来看接下来这位玛塔姐问的第三个问题。念诵的时候，我们冥想 Krishna 的形象和消失光都来自于经典，也是不可以的吗？ So when we chat, while we chat, we meditate on Krishna's form and pastime, which are based on the scripture. Is that also not good?
Well, according to Gaura Kishore Das Babaji and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta and Srila Prabhupada, that will not help you. And in fact, it may actually cause you to experience frustration and become tired.
所以说根据 Gaura Kishore Das Babaji, 根据 Srila Bhakti Siddhanta 以及他说法，根据他们三人的这个讲这种训示，在冥想时冥想在念诵时冥想 Krishna 的形象和逍遥时光并不会帮助到我们，因为这样的做法反而会使得我们感到沮丧受挫，甚至是非常的疲倦。
Shall I read you?
所以说不如现在来读一读这个
What they have to say.
你来读一读他们当时的那个记录的话语是怎么说的。
He says, as we chant, our contaminations are removed by chanting.
所以他就说到，当我们在念诵的时候，我们的这个受到的污染就被移除掉了。So Guru Maharaj, who is this?
Bhakti Siddhanta is speaking.
所以说这段话是 Bhakti Siddhanta 的话。
And once our coverings, you know, once our identification with this mind and body are removed, then the Lord's form, qualities, and pastimes are revealed to us.
一旦当我们遭受的物质世界的覆盖，也就是当我们对于心意和躯体的认同被揭开了，被放下了，那被移除掉了，那么主的形象，主的一切，对，主的躯体，然后主的这个逍遥时光和他的活动都会向我们一一揭示出来。
So because the Lord is present.His form and qualities and pastimes are present in the holy name. The holy name reveals these to us.
由于主就是主的形体、品质和消时光都是临在于他的存在于他的圣名之中，因此当我们念诵他的圣名的时候，这些就立马展现了。
Therefore, there is no point in making a separate effort to artificially remember.The Lord's form, qualities, and pastimes.
因此，我们做出额外的或者是相分离的这种努力，去刻意的或者叫做作的记忆起主的形体、主的这个品质以及消失光，那么这样的做法是毫无意义的。
The Lord and His name are one and the same.
因为主和他的圣名是同样的，是一回事儿。
This will be understood clearly when the coverings in your heart are removed.
而当覆盖在你的心灵上的物质的影响完全被净化掉之后，你就会清楚地明白主和他的圣名是一回事儿。
By chanting without offenses, you will personally realize that all perfection comes from the holy name.
当你能够不带冒犯的来念诵的时候，你就会觉悟到所有的完美都来自于圣名的念诵。
So、by chanting, first, you'll understand you're not the mind or the body.
因此通过念诵最开始你会明白你并不是这具躯体和这个心意。
Once you have this realization, From that realization, your spiritual form will begin to manifest.
而一旦当你有了这样的觉悟，当你觉悟到你不是这具躯体和心意之后，基于这样的觉悟，你的灵性的躯体就会开始向你展现出来了。
Once you are aware of your spiritual body, and you continue to chant.
一旦当你觉知到你的灵性的躯体，并且你持续的念诵
，Then the Lord's form and pastimes and qualities are revealed in the Holy Name.
而后，主的形体、品质和消失光就会在圣名之中向你揭示出来了。
In other words, using our will or our own mental effort.To try and realize the Lord is a waste of time and will only cause frustration.
所以说换言之，当我们运用自己的意志力，或者是叫做当我们在心意里面下功夫，想要努力的来记忆起至尊主的这些品质逍遥时光的时候，那实际上只是浪费时间，并且最后只会让我们以受挫感或者是沮丧感而告终。
The Lord is a person.
因为主是一个人
，so he only reveals himself to someone that he is pleased with and chooses to reveal himself. We can't force him by our mental effort.
而主由于主是一个人，因此的话，他只会按照他的意愿。当他觉得他对这个人感到很开心的时候，他就会把自己向这个人揭示出来。而主是不会因为一个人强迫他。然后就是用这种心意上的功夫强迫他来显现他，然后主就显现出来的。
So we attract the Lord by our actual humility.
因此，而我们是靠自己的真正的谦卑来吸引主的。
And by our fidelity.
Fidelity means faithfulness.
Yeah.
并且靠我们的忠诚来吸引到主的。
And that's the mood that Lord Chaitanya taught us.
而这就是。主蔡塔尼亚所教给我们的这样一种心态。
He said, Lord, you may embrace me.
主蔡塔尼亚曾说过，主啊，您可以拥抱我。
Or you may push me away.
或者您把我推到一边。
Either way, you are always my Lord.
但不论怎样，您都是我的主。
So that should be our attitude as we chant.
而这就是应该我们在念诵的时候所抱有的态度。
And Krishna may decide to reveal himself. Maybe not.
而后那 Krishna 就可能会决定来向我们揭示他自己，或者他决定还不行。 OK, next one. 我们再来看。
By the way, these are really good questions. I'm very much enjoying these questions.
古鲁说非常感谢大家的这些问题啊，这些问题都问得太棒了，然后古鲁在回答的时候都挺享受的。 We have 15 minutes. 好，我们来看一下 Hare Krishna Mata 所问的。我的问题是 ，Krishna 创造了无数宇宙，在这些无数的宇宙里面，有其他的人类或者更高级的物种，他们有不同的形体。但为什么在 Krishna 自己的星球上 ，Krishna 是以地球人的形体展示呢？Very funny question. She's asking that Krishna has created so many countless universes, and among those countless universes, there are other types of human forms or even elevated species. They all have all sorts of forms. How come that Krishna on his own planet, he manifests himself in the Earth human form?
It says in the Bible that man is created in the image of God.
在圣经说，圣经这样记述到过。人是按照神的形体被创造出来的。
Of course, Krishna has unlimited forms too.
当然 ，Krishna 他是有无穷无尽的形体的。
So we can't understand Krishna, and we can't even understand this universe. When to speak of the spiritual stuff, everything is unlimited.
对。因此，我们都没法理解 Krishna， 没法理解。我们都没法理解 Krishna， 没法理解这个宇宙，那更不用提我们怎么能够去理解灵性的天空呢？灵性的世界呢？所以说， Everything is possible.
Everything is unlimited.
所有的一切都是可能的，所有的一切都是无穷无尽的。
You're just given a little glimpse, scriptures.
而我们只是经由经典而瞥视到了那么一丁点儿灵性的天空。
So everything, even the soul itself, is inconceivable.
所有的一切，包括个体灵魂本身都是令人难以想象的。
What to speak of Krishna?
那更没有提 Krishna 了。
So, yeah, you know, we can speculate by observing, you know, the material situation, but we can't really understand the spiritual situation.
我们可以通过观察物质的状况来去心意猜测各种各样的事情，心意猜测灵性的天空。但是我们怎么可能能够真正理解灵性的天空呢？
Krishna is an artist.
因为 Krishna 是一位了不起的，可以说最伟大的艺术家。
And his creative capacity is no limit.
而他创造性的力量是没有止境的。
We can only understand what he reveals to us.
而我们只能明白他向我们揭示的事物。OK.Next one, Manjushi Mataji 问的，请问 Guru Maharaja 在瓦坛的第一篇第六章的第29诗节中，Narada 圣人获得了灵性的躯体，他为什么不回去灵性的世界的 Vaikuntha 或者 Goloka Vrindavan 而是在物质世界内漫游呢？ So this Mataji is asking, in the Bhagavatam, first canto, sixth chapter, Narada Muni, has obtained the spiritual body. Why didn't he go back to Vaikuntha or Goloka Vrindavan, but wandering in the material universe?
That's a service.
因为他选择在物质世界里漫游，因为这是他的服务。
And he can go wherever he wants. He can go to Vaikuntha, he can go to Goloka, and he can go anywhere in the material world. He's totally free.
而他是完完全全的自由的，他可以去到任何一个地方，他可以去到 Vaikuntha, 也可以去到 Goloka, 也可以去到物质世界当中的任何一个角落。
And there are many stories in the Bhagavatam of him traveling. To Goloka, to Dwarka, to Vaikuntha.All over the universe.
并且在瓦坛当中有很多的故事都讲到了他四处旅行，他去到了瓦昆塔，去到了Goloka，去到了对，还去到了物质世界当中的地方。OK， 我们来看下一个问题。Sumuki Mataji 问到的，请问 Guru， 您在讲课中说到奉献者即使还有物质的躯体和心意，但是实际上他已经知晓了并活在了他的灵性的躯体之中，活在了灵性世界，那么我们的在世的已经达到完美的 Guru 们就已经处于这样的境界之中了是吗？怎么理解同时存在于物质世界的物质躯体和灵性世界，灵性躯体和灵性世界中呢？可以理解为灵性世界是并非像物质世界以三维肉眼所能看见的空间概念，而是一个超越三维空间的更高的全维度空间吗？可以穿越时空，同时出现在多个任意的时空里，并且只为具有灵性视域的完美灵魂所见是吗？这很像是平行宇宙的科学理论，好像科幻电影里表现的那样。So Smoky Mataji is asking, you talked about that the devotees, even though still having the material body and the mind, but in fact he already knows and lives in his spiritual bodies, live in the spiritual world. Then those gurus who have achieved perfection and who are still alive here, they have already reached such level,such state? That's her first question. So those guru who have achieved perfection and still alive, so they have already reached to this state. Is that so?
Well, we don't know what state someone has attained.
我们并不知晓任何一个人所达到的境界。
And it's also not necessary to have attained that state in order to be a guru.
并且也并不是说一个人要到达这样的境界才能够成为孤独。
So that's first.
所以这是我要提到的第一点。
And sometimes Prabhupada would ask, you know, have you seen Krishna?
有时会有人，之前曾经有人问过帕帕这个问题，你有没有见过 Krishna?
He said, whether I have or I haven't, how will that help?
而帕帕就回答道，我见没见过 Krishna, 这对你会有什么样的帮助呢？
And he would emphasize what his qualification is to be guru.
然后他会强调他一个人具有的什么样的品质。Could you repeat and emphasize?
Prabhupada would emphasize what his qualification is to be guru.
Or Papa 就会强调他的哪些品质是使得他能够成为大家的孤独的。
Qualification is that one doesn't deviate from the teachings of his guru, and he can transmit the teachings to others.
Transmit. 而他所提到的这个品质就是人是不会走偏的，就是不会就是在他的guru的教导的这些道路上走歧路，而是会完完全全的把他的guru的教导完全的传递给他的学生。
So one can represent Krishna if he teaches Krishna's teaching and follows Krishna's teaching without changing.
因此一个人只要去完完全全的遵循 Krishna 的教导，并且追随 Krishna 的教导，而不会去改变 Krishna 的教导，那么他就能代表 Krishna。OK， 我们来看接下来孙 Mukhi 接着问到的，怎么理解 ？How to understand that a person can simultaneously live in material body in the material world and the spiritual body in the spiritual world？ 对，怎么同时理解存在于物质世界的物质躯体和灵性躯体与灵性世界中呢？
This is the description that is given to us by Lord Chaitanya, and also we just read the purport of Prabhupada. That's what they say.
所以说这是主彩坦雅的描述，并且我们刚才所读到的帕帕所写的要旨，这就是他们曾经说到过的。
You can't understand it unless you experience it yourself.
除非你自己亲自体验，否则你是无法理解这一点的。
All you can do is accept the words of Lord Chaitanya and the Acharya.
而你所能做的一切就只是接受主彩塔尼亚和主帕帕的和帕帕的这个话语。
Let that motivate you to chant offenses so that you can see for yourself.
让这样的话语来激励你能够最终到达无冒犯的念诵，那么你自己就会明白了。
If you can It's not difficult to understand, actually, that you're pure spirit, even while you're in this material-minded body.
It's not...
That part is not so difficult. To realize your spiritual form, pure. To realize that you're pure consciousness is not so difficult.
To realize that you're pure consciousness. 而要觉悟到你是纯粹的知觉，这并不是那么的困难。Oh, so you talk about the first sentence, spiritual form.
To realize your spiritual form.
而要觉悟到你的灵性的躯体是需要有更多的进化，对，更多的纯净的，或者是更多的臣服，完完全全的臣服。
So it's like a coconut.
这就像是椰子。
Green coconut meat, coconut shell are fused together very tightly. There's no separation.
当一个椰子还没有成熟的时候，然后它里面的那个椰子肉和椰壳是完完全全融在一起，你是根本没办法把它们分开得了的。
But as the coconut matures and dries, eventually the meat of the coconut, the shell of the coconut,
而当椰子逐渐成熟之后，最终它的椰肉和椰壳就会完全的分离。
So all of the meat is still inside the coconut shell,
It's not connected.
嗯，因此，即便椰子的肉还依然存在于椰子里面，但是的话呢，它们二者已经彻底的分离了。
As we're purified from identification of the mind and the body, we realize the truth of the soul.
当我们净化了自己的心意和躯体之后，当我们真正的净化，得到净化，就会觉悟到自己是灵性的灵魂。
And as we progress in chanting, our spiritual body begins to manifest.
而当我们继续的在念诵当中进步，就会逐渐觉悟到自己灵性的躯体。
Then we have spiritual vision.
而后我们就会获得灵性的视域。
And we can see the form of the Lord.
我们就能够看到主的形体。
Even though we still have a material mind and body, we're not connected with it.
而即便我们还有一个物质的躯体和物质的心意，但我们都已经没有和这个物质的和躯体和心意相连了。
We just don't see it as us.
我们就只是能看到这个心意和躯体并不是我们。
Right, you get in your car and you drive, but you don't think I'm the car.
就像是你走进你的车子里去开车，你并不会认为你就是你开的车，对吧？
You're free to get in the car and get out of the car.
你有自由能够进入到车子里，并且离开你的小汽车。
These are just material examples.
就这些提到的就只是一些物质的一些例子。Yeah, she mentioned more. Can I understand, you know, what she just asked? I understand that the spiritual world is not really what we can perceive through with our naked eyes here. It is actually some multi-dimensional space there, right? Like that beyond this three-dimensional space. And the person can really go through all different spaces and simultaneously appear in multi-spaces. And this can only be perceived, be seen by perfect souls who have a spiritual vision, right?
Yeah.
And you agree with what she just said?
Yeah.
Yeah, she said it's very much like the scientific theory of parallel universe.
Yeah.
Like in the science movie. 对，所以就是 Mookie 妈大姐所问到的后面的这些，是不是超越三维空间的更高维度空间呢？可以，就只是被有这个灵性视域的完美世界、完美灵魂所见呢？然后像是平行宇宙的这个科学理论，故事说确实是如此。OK.
Yeah. Yeah, the soul is not material, so it's not bound by physics.Material physics.
由于灵魂是灵性的，因此灵魂是不会被这个物质世界的物理所限制到的。
Or you could say multi-dimensional.
所以说灵魂就可以说是多维度的。OK, 我们来看。
Arjuna wanted to see the universal form.
这就像是 Arjuna 想要看到 Krishna 的这个宇宙形体。
And Krishna says, well, you can't see it with your present eyes.
而 Krishna 就对他说，你没办法用你现在的这个视域来看到我这个宇宙的形体。
Therefore, I give you divine eyes.
因此我要给予你灵性的神圣的这个眼睛。
So Krishna, you can give us the ability, or you can awaken our spiritual form.
所以说 Krishna 会给予我们能力，或者是唤醒我们的灵性形体。Okay, I think here comes the last one. 好，最后一个问题。Okay, or you wanna move?
No, you're doing good.
Okay, 我们来看这位叫 Manjushi Maharaj 问的最后一个问题，请问 Guru Maharaj。这个问题我看一下哈，好像刚才已经回答了。Maybe I should ask again. 回答完了。Manjukeshim. 对 ,Manjukeshim Manaji 后面问到这个问题，为什么不回去灵性世界的外昆塔，随 Brahma 一起进入到 Narayana 体内。我还是再把他说的这个问题给 Guru 说一下啊。 就是问的 So she still mentions about Narada Muni that he has gained the spiritual body to serve the Lord, but why he still does not go back to Vaikuntha or Goloka, but after some time, a long time, enters into Narayana with Brahma. And then when Brahma wakes up, then he was created again.
Well, he's multidimensional.
对，所以说 Manjukeshi Mala 就问的这个问题就是 Guru 的回答就是 Narada Muni 圣人他是多维度的。
Yeah, right. When the material creation is wound up, then he hangs out like Kunta, wherever he wants. He can go anywhere.
Wound up.
And it goes when it's finished.
当物质的创造彻底终结时，然后他就会四处旅行，然后回到瓦昆塔或者是古洛卡。
Don't think of Narada Muni from a material point of view.
请你不要以一种物质的视角来思考，来想象 Narada Muni.
He can be in many places at once.
他可以同一时间身处很多不同的地方。
He can do whatever Krishna empowers him to do.
他可以去做任何 Krishna 赋予他力量去做到的事情。
Serve Krishna multiple universes at once.
并且能够同一时间在多个对多个宇宙当中去服务 Krishna.
I think Manju is from
Bombay. 好像
we met a Manju.
Guru 说这位 Manju Keshi Mataji 是不是 Guru 在东北遇到的一位奉献者呀，感觉 Guru 好像是名字他觉得挺耳熟的。Yeah, Harbin.
Yeah.
太好。OK, 那今天的问题咱们就回答完毕啦。谢谢大家的问题。
So we'll finish our class today. Thank you so much for your questions. Spiritual fun.
非常感谢大家的今天提到的这些问题啊，对我来说真的是灵性上的愉悦。
So next week we'll continue our reading on the story of Ajamila.
所以下个星期我们继续的来阅读阿加米勒的故事。
He's about to get in a spiritual airplane and go back to Vaikuntha.
他即将要进入灵性的飞机，登上灵性的飞机，回到维昆塔了。
All glory to Prabhupada.
所有的荣耀都归于帕帕。
All glory to the assembled Vaishnavas.
所有的荣耀都归于齐聚一起聆听课堂的 Vaishnava 们。OK.
完毕。
完毕。今天的讲课到此结束 Hare Krishna
Thank you